Thank you. I'm Elodie Sellier from France, and this is my colleague, Hayley Smithers-Chidi from Australia. We are talking today about our collaborative project on cerebral palsy in twins and higher order multiples that was recently published in DMCN. We'd like to begin by acknowledging our large team of co-authors from across Europe and Australia. As we well know, approximately 2 to 3% of births are multiple births. However, among children with cerebral palsy, the proportion of multiple births is much higher, at approximately 12% in Australia. The increased risk of cerebral palsy for twins compared with singletons has been well established, with twins having an approximately fourfold greater risk of cerebral palsy. This increased risk for multiple births is associated with their higher risk of antenatal and perinatal complications. However, our STEPI register networks wondered, is the risk of cerebral palsy further increased for those children born from a triplet or even higher order birth compared with twins? We found two population-based studies in the literature, but given the rarity of higher order multiples, they were limited by small sample sizes. So the aims for the study were to use a much larger dataset to describe cerebral palsy in twins and higher order multiple births with regards to the prevalence of cerebral palsy, the temporal trends in prevalence, and the clinical profile of cerebral palsy. We devised a collaborative study between the Centre of Cerebral Palsy in Europe and the Australian CP Register Networks. So we pooled non-identifiable case data for all multiple with pre- and perinatality acquired cerebral palsy known to the participating registers and born between 1992 and 2009. The data from the 8 regions with total ascertainment and granular denominator data were used for prevalence analysis, while data from all 34 regions were used for the clinical profile analysis.
Our first aim was to describe the prevalence of cerebral palsy. For twins, the prevalence of cerebral palsy was 6.5 per 1,000 live births. Prevalence was more than doubled for triplets at 17.1, giving a relative risk of cerebral palsy for triplets versus twins of 2.6. Prevalence was higher again for quadruplets at 50 per 1,000 live births. When we used neonatal survivors as the denominator, the prevalence rates followed a similar pattern. There were no cases of cerebral palsy with plurality higher than quadruplet, and given the very small number of quads, we restricted further prevalence analyses to twins and triplets only. When we stratified birth prevalence of CP by gestational age and plurality, prevalence of CP for twins was highest at the lowest gestational age and decreased as gestational age increased. Prevalence for triplets followed a similar pattern, but importantly, within each gestational age category, prevalence and relative risk of CP was similar for both twins and triplets. However, because more triplets were born at lower gestation than twins, this helped to explain the increased risk of CP that we identified overall for triplets versus twins. We then explored temporal trends in birth prevalence. For twins, we identified a significant decline in prevalence of CP over the study period. For triplets, the prevalence rate was consistently higher than twins, but fluctuated over time. In the paper, we go into further detail by exploring temporal trends stratified by gestational age. Our final aim was to describe clinical outcomes for twins versus higher order multiples with CP. Overall, we found clinical outcomes were remarkably similar between twins, triplets, and quadruplets.
To summarize, higher order multiples with CP are rare. By combining data from the many European and Australian CP registers, our collaboration resulted in well over 10 times the number of triplets with CP than previous study, and describe CP in a total population of quadrupeds for the first time. We found that risk of CP is greatest for children born from a higher order multiple related to their tendency to be born at earlier gestations. For twins, we saw a significant decline in prevalence of CP over the study period, which may be associated with multifactorial improvements in maternal and neonatal care. While we found prevalence of CP fluctuated over time for triplets, these findings suggest that outcomes are no more severe for higher order multiples than for twins. We would like to finish by extending our sincere thanks to our collaborators, the staff at all the participating European and Australian CP registers. Thank you to Shauna Goldsmith for developing these slides. And most importantly, we would like to acknowledge and thank the family whose data is included in our CP registers.